Welcome back to 88.7 Adelaide's Coast FM, and I welcome you to listen to our wonderful guest Mel McLaren with her business Walk Sublime, walking with horses in nature. Mel, welcome back. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. Now, let's talk about your website. I did have a look at it yesterday during our conversation.
Wonderful.
And may I say, I don't know who designed it, but it is really easy to use.
Thank you, yes.
It easily is. Accessible, wonderful photographs. Coasters, let me assure you, if you're sitting in front of a laptop right now, or you're savvy with your mobile phones and whatnot, do have a look at the site Walk Sublime. It'll come up straight away in a lovely green background. And there's photos of Mel, our founder and guide. And there's also wonderful photos of the six horses.
Yes, sir.
And I took a particular liking to Kite.
Yes.
Because back in the day when I was very young, in another generation, I had the lovely experience of part owning a pet horse. I don't like to use that word, but it literally was a pet horse. And her name was Bella, and she was part Arab. And Kite took my interest. And you just mentioned her earlier.
I talked about her, yes. She is an Arabian.
Now, the website clearly shows information about where you are. There's a frequently answered questions scenario, lots of photos, and there's testimonials from people who've already enjoyed the experience. And there's also very clear information about how to book online. And that, of course, there are fees applicable. It is a business. And what we're aiming to do, if I understand you correctly from our discussion, you're not just looking for women who are into their mid-40s and so forth who love or used to own the horses or both, because this is available for everyone.
Everybody.
Who's physically able to walk with a horse.
Correct.
And if I may take a moment, coasters, back in the day when yours truly was involved with their own horse, I was young, fit and able, and I was able to ride. I learned how to ride, but I can't do that anymore because what you may not know about me is that I've had back surgery and it doesn't allow me to ride horses anymore, but I'm certainly very interested in having the ability to walk with those horses. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, thank you. It's a really good point because since starting the business, when I started, I really didn't know if anyone would have any interest in this whatsoever. The reason that I started it was because I use the words preserve my sanity. I went through a very, very difficult time with what I learned later were two traumas that happened in the same year. And this was actually quite recent, only 3 years ago. The way that I got through that mentally, kept my mental strength and my faith in myself, was by spending time off the property, so off my farm, away from where there was overwhelming grief because of the loss of my brother. And I would go out into the forest one-on-one with one of my horses. Now, my horses, four of those six horses that we talked about are ridden horses. I ride the horses. It's good for their fitness and I love it. However, they are not offered for riding because I feel that they have a bigger purpose than that.
Yes.
And what we teach together, so literally my team and I, my horses and I, we teach people how to communicate, have a conversation with a horse. And some people might think that sounds funny, but to actually be able to listen to what I teach and then apply it yourself, all of this happens within our two-hour sessions, and experience it yourself is quite a powerful thing to realise, to see happen, to feel. It's really more about feeling that connection between yourself and your horse. And if I could paint a picture for people who haven't yet been able to have a look at the photographs on the website, the picture is a horse where their head is basically by your shoulder. Whether you're left or right-handed will depend on what side of the horse you will be on.
Yes.
Their head is basically by your shoulder, which is beautiful. You can feel their breath on your forearm if you're wearing a T-shirt. And that lead rope, they have nothing on except for one lead rope, which is the halter around their face. And that lead rope is very loose. So if you think about the old school, as I think of it, style of leading or controlling a horse, bringing a horse over here, where you have a short or tight lead rope and you're pulling that horse to where you want it to go, quite futile really, considering their size compared to yours, this flips that on its head. So what we do is we have a very loose lead rope with a lovely big J figure in the rope with slack, and we are asking our horse, or inviting even our horse, to come with us through our body language and through being able to read how they're feeling, to let them know that we can see how we think we understand how they're feeling in the moment, because horses go from being very calm to being highly alert within a microsecond. That, yes, that is the nature of a horse and a prey animal. So a highly alert horse, we all know, is a horse that has their head right up in the air. The ears are typically pricked forward in the direction of something that they've just sensed, and they are working out whether they need to run for their lives or whether they can cope with what it is that they've sensed. The training program that I mentioned, I've called it the Sublime Way, because it is a way of being. It's based on the horse's well-being. And that training program teaches horses, no matter what their background, mm-hmm. these horses are not purpose-bred therapy horses. These all have come from their own background, including 2X race horses. Teaches each horse how to manage their emotions.
They are a majestic being. Excuse me, pardon me. They are a majestic being. The equines, did I say that right?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. Are very highly intelligent.
Highly emotional.
And highly emotional. There you go. I have seen videos of horses walking up to their owners and giving them hugs. We'll call them hugs,
yes,
because they place their snout near the human.
Their muzzle, yes.
Their muzzle, sorry.
Yes, that's right. And they exchange breath. That horses introduce
right.
themselves to each other through the exchange of breath, through their nostrils. So that's what they will want to do with us as well. So to see something like that is quite emotional for us, watching it as a video.
Yes.
To actually be in that
yes.
scenario
yes.
with a horse that you've just met, and to have that response from the horse, that's now we're getting into the magic of what this is all
yes.
about.
And speaking of magic, when the clients book the services of walking with the horse,
mm-hmm.
do they have an opportunity to have some type of recording of the adventure, or not, so as not to interfere with the tranquility of walking with the horse in nature?
So we have a strict mobile device policy, which
yes.
is, and guests, this is much to the relief of guests actually, guests leave their mobile devices in the car on arrival.
That's fine.
So in terms of recording, I refer to it as capturing the bond between horse and human, which I do through a series of photographs, if the guest would like that service. Many people choose not to have the photographs
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
it really is all about being in the moment.
In the moment, that's right, live and local.
Yes, exactly. I like the way you raised your eyebrows there, Arthur.
Thank you.
It really is about that. So photographs, it brings a different dimension to it, but it also then, what I love about the photos is that when you get home and you're thinking, a lot of people describe they feel like they're floating, they're on a cloud, they feel extremely uplifted and inspired.
That's amazing.
And to look at these photos, which I've taken from my perspective as the guide, they then get to see their connection with their horse literally through different eyes, through my eyes, and they are able to then relive their experience that way.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do the clients, the guests, get to choose a horse,
good
to
question.
Availability?
No. Actually, sorry, let me rephrase that. Repeat guests, yes, because they've already had their first session and they understand the essence of what I call of a walk sublime.
Yes.
So I have developed my own word, walk sublime, 10 letters, it might be more than 10 letters.
Trademarked,
everybody. A walk sublime is I walk in the moment alongside a horse, essentially.
That's beautiful.
So to answer your question, yes, for repeat guests who understand the essence of a Walk Sublime are able to request their horse.
Yes.
For initial guests, there is a simple registration form which asks key questions about that person, things such as are they an extrovert or more introverted, what they assess their energy levels to be like. And based on the answers to those questions, I then match by feel, because I haven't met the person, I haven't spoken with them on the phone most of the time, I will then match them to the horse that I believe will be their partner.
That is amazing service, customer service.
Thank you.
And obviously, and I say this with confidence, with the special training program that you have utilized with the horses are always going to appear as calm, natural, and very at ease when they are ready to walk with the humans, because at the end of the day, it's about horses walking with humans.
That's exactly right. And you're correct in what you say. How is that able to be achieved, though? Because horses aren't always 100% of the time calm and ready to walk calmly with humans.
Right.
So the way we achieve that is all part of how the session is structured. So the session is structured whereby I introduce my guests to their horses and I explain why I have matched them with this horse.
Yes.
And we take time at the start. There's always plenty of time. That's how I start.
Wonderful.
And we take that time to become comfortable with our horse, but also importantly for their horse to become comfortable with them.
So there's a slight meet and greet, a short meet and greet.
Yes, yes.
By yourself, the guide?
Yes, that's my job.
Do you have volunteers that help you? It seems
no.
like...
No, no. Not yet, so, anyway, not yet.
Okay, so at this stage, with the amount of horses that you have, it's obviously something you're so passionate about, and that's why we've enjoyed speaking with you this morning, because it's another community service. Yes, it is a business, but at the end of the day, you're providing a service to the community where... Let's get away from all the electronica. Let's get away from all the hustle and bustle. Get back with nature, with a majestic animal, which is the lovely horse.
Yes, and be inspired. Really be
Absolutely.
Inspired. There is a vision. There's a greater purpose behind this than just to building a profitable business.
Mm.
That vision I'd be happy to talk about when we have time. I can see very clearly a future public wellness program, which I have registered a name for, Sublime Intervention, and that will be a not-for-profit. And that
Excellent.
Is going to be able to take more horses that would otherwise have a very uncertain future. So an example are race horses that are retired from racing that may finish unsound, meaning that they are not fit for riding due to injury or conditions sustained throughout their racing years.
Mm-hmm.
Those unsound race horses typically don't have a particularly bright future, because not too many people want to take on a horse that they know can't be ridden. So this program that I envisage and am building and driving towards will be a place for these horses to live out purposeful lives and provide an incredible opportunity for people that really could use or could benefit from this type of inspiring experience.
That is a magnificent vision. Excuse the
Thank
pun.
You.
How noble.
It is, yes.
I mean that genuinely.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap it up. I'd like to ask you something. On your website, you have been quoted as saying, "To read strength with gentleness is to know your worth." Would you like to talk about that?
Yes. So I'll just correct. To lead. To
lead. Oh, lead.
That's it.
I wrote it incorrectly, Coasters.
To lead strength with gentleness is to know your worth. I'd love to talk about that. First thing to say is my high school motto over in New South Wales, where I grew up in Sydney,
Boo, New South Wales. Well, you're an Adelaidean now.
I am now. Yeah. I'll never go back. Never go back. With strength and gentleness. So I find it fascinating that 3 decades plus on, here I am understanding the real essence of what those words mean, and the horses have shown me this. So to be able to lead a horse that is 500-600 kilos represents pure power, horsepower and strength. In order to do that well and respectfully, mutual respect, we use gentleness. We show, we find the gentleness within us. And that gentleness, if you go back to that mental image that I described earlier with the slack in the lead rope,
yes,
we're not pulling our horse to ask them to come this way or tell them to come this way. We are inviting our horse to come with us. And then we question, well, why would they come with us? Why would they choose to come with us?
Surely they enjoy it themselves.
And the answer is, going back to the safe place that I talked about.
Okay.
Horses want to feel safe. And if they trust you and respect you, then they will see you as their safety. And that is why they will want to stay with you, in addition to the lovely face rubs or face scratches or neck rubs,
yes,
that you might also want to give them. The physical pleasure,
yes,
that can come from it, there's a much deeper emotional bond there.
Oh, that's wonderful. And are you allowed to grab a brush and brush the horse?
Oh, not only are you allowed to, I should have said that before, this is all part of the introductory.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah,
this
I'm
is all part of the introductory all time right. at the start.
That's good. So may I say
yes.
thank you for informing us on this wonderful scenario that you have created for us Adelaideans, which you now
yes,
are a part of.
I am.
And now that you've officially come inside to the studios of Coast FM,
yes,
I'd like to welcome you to the Coast family.
Thank you.
And may I ask permission, would you like to call us sometime in the near future, perhaps on a semi-regular or regular basis?
I'd love to.
And we can have a little chin wag and see what you're up to. And you're most welcome to pop in again and give us an update on how it's going. How do you feel about that?
I'd love to, particularly because I'm right at the start for this vision and it's going to get very exciting from this point on.
I'm excited for you. And again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your generosity. We will talk. Now, for coasters, don't forget, we have been speaking with Mel, who is the founder and guide of Walk Sublime, walking with horses in nature. I encourage you to have a look at her website and find out all the information that you can and the beautiful pictures of those horses, which I suppose in the future, as you said with your vision, your herd, I'm trying to find the right words here, your herd will increase and providing more opportunities for the public.
That's exactly
right. Wonderful.
That's exactly right.
Thank you so much, Mel.
It's a pleasure.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And we will talk again, yes?
And could I sign off on
yes,
the domain name that people need for the website?
Please do.
Walksublime.com.au.
That was walksublime.com.au.
Thank you for having me here. Well,
you're welcome. It was very easy to find, even on a Google
yes,
search. As soon as you put in Walk Sublime, up it comes.
Thank you.
So well done on your planning. And the fact that you've planned that so well just goes to show you how magnificent your setup must be. So I have thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you, and I do hope our coasters have thoroughly enjoyed listening to us talking about Walk Sublime, walking with horses in nature. Thank you to Mel, and we will talk again very, very soon.
Thank you, Arthur.
You're most welcome.